every family is going to get a bag just like this.
Every day, this Baltimore food pantry fills hundreds of bags with fresh groceries left over from supermarkets that otherwise might have been dumped in the trash. Restaurant delivery drivers then volunteer their time to take the bags to grateful residents.
It's really important. I've started juicing as of recent, and it's been really helpful to have access to the fresh produce on the daily for health purposes.
This is all food that we rescued here.
The pantry's executive director says in the best of times, it's a challenge to meet the demand. Rising prices have made it much harder.
Inflation is a tough pill, right? When you think about inflation, what people don't see is the broader aspect of how it hurts these families. So right now, you know, a lot of families are having to juggle. Do I pay my rent or do I look for food, right? Do I eat healthy? Do I eat junk, right?
That puts Wednesday's latest economic news in context. The consumer price index dropped from 9.1% in June to 8.5% in July. A sign the Federal Reserve's efforts to cut spending by raising interest rates may be working. What was cheaper in July? Filling up with gas, plane tickets, clothing, and used cars. But grocery prices rose 1.3% between June and July, and the increase was more than 13% in the past year. For families on limited incomes, the price rises are often unsustainable, a point the U.S. president acknowledged on Wednesday.
With the global challenges we face, from the war in Europe to disruption of supply chains and pandemic shutdowns in Asia, we could face additional headwinds in the months ahead. Our work is far from over, but two things should be clear. First, the economic plan is working, and second, it's building an economy that will reward work.
While investors on Wall Street drove stock prices up in approval, the potential for more shocks to the global economy and to U.S. consumers remains.
What else we have going on?
Chris Dipnarine says it's all the more reason why he's trying to boost his pantry's output to 1,000 bags a day for his neighbors. And he says he needs the community's help.
It's very hard for people to go look for food. So if you can donate or volunteer to nonprofits that are facing, that are attacking food insecurity or trying to help, you know, that's what I would suggest. You know, because we are kind of going after a silent killer in America right now, and that's hunger.
Trying to help the most vulnerable survive a volatile period in the U.S. economy. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera.